want to bring a guest in on the phone with us here today. He is an Iowa native, grew up here in Southwest Iowa, had an opportunity to have a career in radio, also had a career in Congress, and now he has a career as an author. Jim Ross Lightfoot joins us here this morning by phone. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, I just looked at the weather, which is what I used to be doing about this time of day on the air. It's fun to be back on the radio, by the way. But we're at 36 degrees and sunshine here, which, from what I understand, is about what your high is supposed to be today. So
pretty close.
We're going to try and send you a little sunshine before the day's over.
Oh, very good. Well, we could talk a lot about some of the things that you've had an opportunity to experience, but you've kind of put it all into a book called Climbing Mountains with God. What gave you the thought about writing a book?
Well, as my wife says, I was about as windy on paper as I am when I talk. But, my father was born and raised through the Depression years and so on. And Dad used to have so many great stories about riding his pony to school and the Watkins man coming down the road in one horse wagon and mud about 6 inches deep to give Grandma some flavorings and so on. And so it occurred to me one day, well, maybe my kids might like to know what it was like when I grew up without electricity and running water. And the indoor plumbing was outdoors at the end of a little board sidewalk. And, of course, the first lesson you learned in Iowa in the wintertime was always to be second, let somebody else get the frost off the seat. But I started writing all this down, and I was up to about the size of War and Peace again. And my wife, Nancy, one day says, well, why don't you write a story that people will be interested in about the years you were in Congress? And I kicked it around two or three times through, I made about that many starts. And then one day I really got serious. And the book basically starts with when I was born in a home for unwed mothers in Sioux City, Iowa, and takes you through when I left politics and went to work for a company called Forensic Technology and worked for them for about 14 years before I retired. But the bulk of it concentrates on how I got into it, why I made the decision to run, and then some of the inner workings with Congress. I kind of pulled the curtain back on the thing or two. And believe it or not, Jim, we used to get along together back in those days. It's not like it is today.
Very different, I think. Talk a little bit about the backstory to this book, or the underlying story, I guess. It's I don't want to call it a self-help book, but it kind of gives folks a perspective on how to overcome.
Well, you know, that's a great question, because as I started writing this thing, it suddenly occurred to me that we've all done this ever since the day we took our first breath. We climb mountains every day, sometimes more than one mountain a day, or over a period of time, and that's what our lives are. We all have challenges that come up before us, and the challenge is not to give up, to finish that particular task, or if it doesn't work out, to learn some lessons from it as you go on to the next task. And that's, you know, that's really what life's all about, is climbing mountains every day. And hopefully, particularly for the younger people that might read it, they'll see in there that a lot of times that it looks pretty muddy down that road, but if you'll head down it and you do the job that you should, you'll end up with some good results at the end. A lot of it's about, I don't specifically say it, but in answer to your question, a lot of it's about living your dream, what you're supposed to do, and, just pursuing it. Shoot, I've ridden this old rock called Earth 85 times around the sun, and I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up.
Well, Climbing Mountains with God is the title of the book, and that implies that faith is a big part of this.
Yes, it is. I don't preach in the book at all. Just the fact that I feel like an extremely blessed guy from where I started, or possibly could not have started, but where my life started, and my wonderful parents that I had, and the wonderful experiences in life, the people I got to meet, the places I got to go. I didn't do any of that. God just used me as an instrument to fulfill something in his book that he wanted done. And I kind of think we're all that way. That's why you're in radio, because you're there for a reason. And it's just part of life, basically. And you don't tend to realize those things until you get older. And maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, you bet. Jim, does this book appeal to folks of all ages?
I think so, unless, you know, you're still using crayons. I don't know, do the kids still use crayons anymore? It looks like it's all, you know, laptops and iPads, but I think so. I hope there's inspiration in it for young people. I hope there's a lot of recollections for older people, and they'll find it something that's warm to read. I try to get a little humor in it now and then, and some of the response I've had is that the parts about the workings of the inner workings of Congress have been very interesting to them. So maybe we did pull the curtain back on an item or two.
Do you have a favorite story or anecdote from the book?
Oh my goodness! Probably two quick ones I can give you. One was when I first got elected. Bob Michael was our leader from Illinois, and for those that have been to the Capitol building, they're aware there's a thing called right off the rotunda to the left called Statuary Hall, and within that room is an amphitheater, sort of a bill of a design, and it was the first chambers for the Congress, for the House. And why they call it Statuary Hall is because every state in the nation is allowed to bring a statue of someone famous from their state to put it in the Capitol Library. There's two now. And Iowa has changed since I was there, so I don't know what Iowa has in it today. But anyway, we held this it was at nighttime, it was at dinner. Navy band was there, Navy choir was there. And Bob Michael had a beautiful voice, and at the end of the whole thing, we sang God Bless America. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, I'll tell you. And as we were walking out the door, it just happened that my wife and I were walking beside Bob and his wife, and he looked over at me, and he said, "Well," he said, "that bring a tear to your eye and a lump in your throat?" I said, "Yes, sir, it sure did." He said, "Well, the day that it doesn't, get out of here." And I thought, what wonderful advice for a new member of Congress, the day that it doesn't, get out of here. And I had, if you remember back in those days, I'd promised I'd only serve 12 years, and that's what I did, because my dad always said that your word is your bond. And I am a strong believer in term limits. I think that would solve many of the problems that we have today. But I know we only got 10 minutes, and we could talk 10 hours about that subject.
Lots of great stories in a lifetime.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Pardon? I said lots of great stories in a lifetime. We all have them.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, most of them are true.
We try. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we try.
Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun putting this together. It's always challenging when someone decides really kind of for the first time to sit down and put pen to paper or whatever you do these days to write a book, but also especially when it has personal experiences and things in it too. It's a bit of a risk.
It was. I basically wrote it for people like you that I've known all those years or that knew me through the radio. That's the big thing I think about radio, is that you make friends with your listeners. And one of my pet peeves today is announcers that come on and just machine gun the information at you like they really don't care. And I always tried to do my broadcast with the idea that I was sitting across the table from a couple, and we had a cup of coffee, and we were talking about what was going on. And, of course, it's a one-way conversation. I couldn't hear what they had to say. But I tried to do the program like, I was talking to my dad or some other farmer that needed the information. And I think we made some friends that way.
Always do. Very good. Jim, where can folks find the book?
Hey, there's two quick ways to find it. First way is I have what's called a landing page. It's like a website. And if you go on to your computer and you use my three names and hook them all together, Jim Ross Lightfoot, make that into one big long word, JimRossLightfoot.com. That'll take you to the so-called landing page. There's more information about the book there. Then at the bottom of the page, there are two buttons. The top one takes you to Amazon.com, and you can buy it through Amazon, and they'll ship it out to you. The button below that's a green button, and if you punch that button, you buy it directly from me, and I will autograph the book and send it back to you after I get it autographed. One word of caution from yesterday. I found out that my second shipment of books is not going to arrive until December 27th, so I'm not in a position now to tell anyone I can get the book to them by Christmas because my supply of books is too late. But if it doesn't matter when they get it after Christmas, why, jump down there on that green button, and we'll get it out as quick as possible. And for heaven's sakes, remember to tell me where to ship it. I've gotten a couple of orders. It doesn't say where it's supposed to go, and so I've had to play detective and try and run some folks down. But that's the two best places, Amazon.com or JimRossLightfoot.com, which is my own personal website. I believe Barnes & Noble has it as well. If you go directly to me, you pay for it through Venmo or Zelle if your bank offers either of those services. You can pay for it that way.
All right. Well, very good.
And it's actually just a tad bit cheaper than online. Not much, just pennies. But
sure. Very good.
That's the way it worked out.
Jim, thank you so much for the time here this morning. Appreciate the visit, and congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you, sir. It's my first attempt. It was an adventure. It was a mountain to climb. It took me about a year and a half to get the doggone thing on paper, and then get it edited. And this has been quite an adventure on its own. So, and thank you very much for giving me some time this morning to let people know that that it's out there. And if anything else, I can buy it and use it for a doorstop or just something to lay on the coffee table so it looks like that things are going on.
All right. Very good. Well, Godspeed to you. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. Same to you. And enjoy this wonderful Christmas season. And I wish all the best to you and all the folks listening to KJN this morning. Atlantic is a special town to us. Many people might remember my wife had a store there for a number of years, which Leanne Pellett purchased from her. And Kathy Nelson's daughter worked for us all that time we were there. Kathy went to D.C., and she worked for me 12 years as my receptionist. So got a lot of roots in Atlantic, and it's a great town, great people. Love you guys, and I'll be honest, I miss Iowa. I really do.